the last time I spoke to him, Angus, he and Tani Jill just got news that they were COVID-19 positive. And let's find out how they are doing today. Good afternoon, Angus. Welcome to Radio Tygerberg.
Yes, Panishka, it's always good to speak to you, and it's always good to speak on Radio Tygerberg.
Ah, of course. It's so nice to have you back with us. How are you feeling? I think a lot of people are wondering that. Did you have any symptoms?
No symptoms whatsoever. That's the good news. And the other news is we are still positive. We've had 3 tests, and my whole family is negative because, you know, we all live on the farm.
Yes.
But Danny Jill and I are still positive. But we need to focus on Jesus. I know this will pass over.
Mm.
I'm strong. I'm sleeping well. We're eating well. I'm spending a lot of time with the Lord Jesus and a lot of time with my wife, Benishka, which is sure. So nice, you know, because I travel a lot and Tani Jill can't always go with me. So I want to just encourage your listeners this afternoon, if I can.
Yes.
And that is to focus on the good thing. Because, you know, the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purposes. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Not so?
Yes, definitely. Eh?
So, you know, we can sit there in the corner and we can cry and say, woe is me. Why are we the only two that are positive in our district? Because we are, by the way.
Yeah.
And why is it always us? But you know what we can also do? Benishka, I think I said it to you the last time. I would rather have the COVID-19 than some poor person who doesn't know Jesus Christ. If they die, they're not going to heaven.
Mm.
If I die, I know I'm guaranteed I'm going to the Lord Jesus, not because I'm a good man, but because I'm a believer.
Angus, so many business people are worried about the future. I think they have the struggle with fear and anxiety. What's going to happen? Am I going to survive in the business world? What kind of message do you give to them?
I would like to encourage your businessmen and those who are anxious about the future. What's going to happen when the lockdown is lifted? What about my business? Am I still going to have a job? Am I going to be able to feed my family? Well, I want to tell you that God has never, ever once forsaken me. Not once. He says, I will never forsake you, and I will never leave you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And I'm standing on that scripture, and I know that this is going to pass, and I know we're going to have the most incredible revival that this country has ever seen. And I think you know it too, Benishka.
Oh, definitely. And that's what I want to ask you in closing now. What can we do practically while in this storm? At the moment,
right.
What can we do practically?
That's a very good question. What can we do practically? Well, I'm a practical man, you know that.
Yeah.
I'm a farmer, I guess a brewer, and all my theological training was done on the farm. So what we have to do is we have to be totally focused on the promises of God. We need to be so careful what we're listening to, because there's so much negative stuff out there in the media.
Mm.
I really mean that. You know, I've decided that I'm going to focus on the promises that God made me when I became a Christian. And I am stronger in the Lord today than I was when I got afflicted with this COVID-19. I'm much stronger because every morning I get up and I focus on what Jesus says to me about me today.
Mm.
So I want to encourage you to be very careful what you watch and what you listen to and speak life to each other. Not, you know, the glass. The negative guy says it's half empty. I'm telling you, it's half full.
Mm,
and I'm telling you that Jesus Christ has not left South Africa. And we're going to face the most amazing opportunities that this country has ever had. You'll see.
Oh, I love it. I think that's a very good high point to end off. Thank you so much for speaking to us. And we pray that God's presence will be with you, which I certainly know that you are already experiencing there on the farm. And we pray for complete healing. And we're looking forward to receiving that news that you are COVID-19 negative. That will be awesome.
Thank you, Benishka. Bless you.